أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيد إنه أواب إنا سخرنا الجبال معه يسبحن بالعشي والإشراق والطير محشورة كل له أواب وشددنا ملكه وآتيناه الحكمة وفصل الخطاب صدق الله العظيم of the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed some of the aspects of arrogance of the kuffar and the Quraysh of Makkah and their question to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the choice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, advising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sabr and to persevere and to bear patiently whatever they have to say. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remember the Nabi of Allah, the servant of Allah, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly mentions Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and after this a series of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam very, very briefly. Some of the commentators have explained that Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam had been under the clutches of oppression also, and hence Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, he himself had to bear very, very patiently, and Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam continued to be very, very patient, steadfast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him emancipation, and of course Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him many, many ni'mats. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, isbir ala ma yaqulun, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bear patiently whatever they say. Wadhkur abadana Dawood, and remember our servant Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, dhal aid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one quality of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, a person of might, a person of strength. Now some have said here that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making particular reference to the strength of the ibadat of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, that is the spiritual strength, that he made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that even our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated that the best of salat is the salat and the namaz of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. Here particular reference is being made to the tahajjud salat of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam would sleep for half the night, then one third of the night he would make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then in the last one sixth of the night, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam once again will rest. And then the best of fast is the fasting of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, that one day he would keep roza, one day he would fast, and then one day he would skip the fast, he would not fast. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very pleased with this ibadat of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. If there was continuity in the fast, then that fast would have become a habit, just a little bit of change insofar as routine was concerned. But one day making sabr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fasting, and the next day making shukr, in other words, appreciating the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very difficult. And Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam had bore this very patiently. And the third quality that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about in this hadith is that whenever he would face the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would never ever retreat. He would never turn away from the battlefield. And hence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was often turning towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here, the aid, in actual fact, some have stated that it was the strength of his ibadat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. Others have stated that it was the strength of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam in looking after the kingdom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him. Innahu awwab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one other quality of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, that Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awwab means a person that directs his attention fully towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when a person makes an error, a person makes a mistake, he breaks the commandments of Allah, he commits a sin, then also when he turns towards Allah, that also refers to awwab. But here it refers more to the fact that Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam's heart was fully directed towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'ahu yusabbihna bil-ashiyyi wal-ishraq. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam in previous surahs. In Surah Sabah and Surah Anbiya we discussed this, so here we'll do it very briefly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly we had subjugated the mountains to Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam. Yusabbihna bil-ashiyyi wal-ishraq. These mountains would make the tasbih in the morning and in the evening and in the morning. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that when Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam would recite the Zabur, when he would make tasbih and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these mountains would also glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they would listen also very attentively to the Zabur and whatever recitation of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, these would reiterate it. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam was such a faithful, sincere servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave humankind, leave mankind, the other makhluk and the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also became submissive to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the birds that flock in their flocks and in their groups and in their gatherings, they would also remain airbound, looming over Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that an entire environment of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken place. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in Makkah Mukarrama, so obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change these conditions, and hence we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed those conditions to such an extent that the whole of mankind begins to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kullul lahu awwab, all of them submitting and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as the mountains and the birds are concerned. Wa shaddadna mulkahu. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we had given strength to his kingdom, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam all the ability that was required for leadership, and hence Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam had fulfilled the obligations of his people. Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam had fulfilled his obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him full understanding with regards to leadership and to run the kingdom. Wa atainahu al-hikmah, and we granted him hikmah, wisdom. Some have stated here the wisdom may refer to the nubuwat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam. Others have stated Allah had granted him great insight. Wa fasl al-khitab, and we had given Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam a speech that was decisive. A speech that was decisive, number one, insofar as the judgments that he would make, he was very decisive in it, and Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam had judged according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some had also stated he was a very great orator, and when we hear our ulama, when they make the khutbah, they use the words amma ba'd. Some have stated that this originated also from Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam. So here Allah gives these qualities of Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, reminding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that how Allah had helped the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance and help will come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.